Good evening, everybody. Well, you hear that bell, you know what time it is. I'm so glad to have everybody back with us again. Well, the week before last, I covered the two-session stop smoking program, and then last week, I did began the five-path stop smoking program. Now, in the first, so 2 weeks ago, that would be volume 17, part one. I went through step-by-step outline of all the different steps you go through for the two session. And then Greg did us the big favor of actually sharing a case. So we went through each step with a live client. Then last week we began our talk with Julie. After I went through step-by-step outline of how to do five path for stop smoking, then Julie did us the wonderful favor of telling us about one of her clients. We got all the way through her discussing phase one and phase two. She started to discuss her third session, which it just so happened to be, I believe, the beginning of phase three. And I asked her to hold on because we really didn't have time to run all the way through that in the 10 minutes or so we had left. So I finished up with answering some questions for some emailers and also some live questions here online. All right. So what we're going to be doing here in a few minutes is Julie's going to do a recap of what she talked about so far, just to jog our memory. She's going to do a quick little discussion of what she did in the first session, what she did in the second session, and so on, just to kind of jog our memories. After we've gone through this, I'm going to then at the end of today's meeting, I'm going to spend some time answering some questions that have been emailed in or live questions. But first, I want to make sure that we wrap this up or do our best that we can to wrap up the five-path stop smoking cessation case history sharing here with Julie. Remember, if you have any questions, ask me at any time. Just ask away. You'll notice that I'll unclick the little button down there in the left-hand corner for you folks that are listening in live. And then just click in and start talking. Or if you don't have a webcam, just to type in the message at the bottom of the screen. Before we get started, I want to make a few announcements. All right, here we go. Banyan Online Supervision Announcements. I want to announce that Charlie Curtis is a new writer for our e-zine on the Banyan Hypnosis Mall. I'm really excited about this. Charlie Curtis has received our Five Path Leadership Award because he's just written so many really valuable messages on our exclusive Five Path Hypnotherapist email group. So much good discussion has come about from the messages that he's written. And so I asked Charlie Curtis, who is also, besides being a five-path certified hypnotherapist, but a expert NLP practitioner, to write a column for our e-zine that is NLP for hypnotherapists. And I think that's going to be a big success because so many hypnotherapists ask me about NLP. I'm familiar with NLP, but I'm really not an expert in it, and so I've asked him to write for that. So if you go to the Banyan Hypnosis Mall right now or any old time, you'll go to the e-zine area, and you'll see that his first article is up. I'm really happy about that. Also, adding a new writer for the e-zine was Sean Brookhouse. I mentioned that last week or the week before. And I'm really happy to tell you that on the Banyan Hypnosis Mall, we also have his new book, Building a Successful and Ethical Therapy Practice. I'll tell you what, I'm so happy to have Sean Brookhouse in our email group. He's also a five-path certified hypnotherapist. He's certainly probably one of the most successful hypnotherapist, not only from success with clients' point of view, but also a success in building a business. And so I'm really excited. I just got his book in today. It's now available on the Banyan Hypnosis Mall. I'm looking forward to reading it. This is just the kind of material that most hypnotherapists need. There's a lot of good hypnotherapists out there that don't have any good business background. So I'm really looking forward to reading that book and sharing it with you. And what I'd like to do is on our Meet the Pros section of our Banyan Hypnosis Mall, I'm looking forward to trying to get him to do a couple of interviews. As you know, he's writing on Ericksonian hypnosis for our e-zine. I'm hoping that Sean will also, let's do a couple mini seminars. One will, I'm going to try to talk him into doing the Ericksonian, one on Ericksonian hypnosis. I think I've got him agreed to do that. But then I'd like to also see if I can get him to do a mini seminar on this building a successful and ethical therapy practice. So I think I'm going to be able to do it. And then number three, Meet the Pros mini seminar program next week or so. It hasn't been nailed down, but in a few days, one way or another, no more than probably a couple weeks from now, I'm thinking around the 5th, 6th, or 10th of February, Debbie Livingston, a well-known writer, author, speaker, and hypnotherapist, is going to do a online mini seminar also for the Banyan Hypnosis Mall. And it's going to be on spiritual hypnotherapy and its practical applications. And I know there's a whole bunch of you guys that are interested in the spiritual application of hypnosis. So I'm excited about this. This will be the first time if I ever do an interview and an online mini seminar with an author that I have not ever met before. So I'm really looking forward to that.